Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
Let's get into AJ because I think, you know, something else going back to Sirianni and Jalen, but just the culture they've created and stuff. Usually these type of things, you know, it's like the revenge game and all that stuff. It can almost become more than the team, or it can become something where you like force things to make it work or whatever. This team just has a way of you know, going into this game. Like, we all knew it was going to be an AJ game. It's like, it has to be right and stuff, but they still do it and they still make it work and they execute it and it feels right and it feels natural. It doesn't feel forced. It's just like, you know, and they get AJ his, which matters. Like, But man, like, just to go out and do it again. And everyone knew they were going to go after AJ. Everyone knew, and they still find ways to make it happen.
That's what's interesting, too, because we just talked about how they'll just do whatever the easiest, the path of least resistance is. But they're good enough when they want to be that they, like, AJ to Jalen when it's on can beat any secondary.
Well, yeah, look, some of those throws, they're great coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Exactly. But, and what's interesting with AJ, and, you know, speaking of, like, you know, Jalen at the podium, AJ was honest, and I think AJ's always been honest. Like, you talked about how sometimes these revenge games can feel somewhat forced from a narrative perspective. Like, you know, clearly Sirianni not forced about his Indianapolis Colts
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's like the revenge tour this year.
Yes.
But, you know, Jalen going back to Houston. I don't know. Like this AJ legit bad blood. Yeah. And, you know, I guess I see why. He kind of basically said it more or less words yesterday, but, like, I think he felt like he wanted to stay, and they traded him.
Yep.
And I think at the basic human level, you're going to be mad at a team for that, right? Like,
or if nothing else, you're going to want to show them that they were wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and it's human. Anyone would.
Yeah, I think he did that, right? Like, dude, I was thinking about this during the game yesterday. If you're a Titans defensive player, you must just be like, hold on, earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. Are you, like, fucking kidding me? Like, we're one of the best defenses in the NFL. We are Super Bowl caliber in a lot of ways. I know the secondary is maybe not as good as it used to be. But they've been the team. They've been, like, every part of that team works besides the passing game. And you trade A.J. Brown? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, and I guess on, like, a very, like, maybe 5% of me can see, well, you get a first-round pick. And first of all, that pick's going to be number 32. But, like, you get a first round pick and you don't have to pay him. So, like, all right, whatever. But they're not the Texans. Like, this team should be trying to win it all. And it just had to be so infuriating to be a Titans player and knowing, like, that guy was on our team. Like, we can't throw the ball. And we literally had this guy in the building and you got rid of him. And I think it's a credit to Howie and Jeffrey that, like, I think the Titans probably said to themselves, well, we'll get Treylon Burks. And so, like, all right, right.
Which is the pick, by the way. There's no more picks going. Yeah, that's the pick. So we'll
Be
there
good point.
Too.
Yeah. But regardless, so they get the first round pick for him. But, like, so it won't be 32.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That's why I mentioned it.
It's a good line, though.
I didn't want someone to tweet at you and be like,
well, the other thing that's happening, which is annoying, is there's only 31 picks.
Yeah, I know.
So
I thought about that too, but I didn't want to.
It's like, we get it, but you know what I'm saying. Like, we get it. There's 31 picks. But, like, the Titans said, well, we'll get rid of AJ, but we'll bring in Burks. The Eagles said, we already have Devontae, and we'll still get AJ. And, like, that's the difference between the Titans being, like, the Hawks of the NFL, where it's like, oh, yeah, they're the 7th seed again, right? And, like, the Eagles being a team that I think since Lurie took over has, like, maybe the third most double-digit win seasons. Like, that's the difference. It's not being the team that trades away a great player over a contract. And, I mean, AJ's awesome. Like, I guess we could do the whole AJ, like, you know, just repeatedly say how good he is.
He's
outstanding. I don't know what to say. Like, the fumbles were an issue. He cleaned that up today. The catches were great. I mean, again, great throws, great catches. It wasn't like,
it was easy.
Yeah.
It was easy.
But it shouldn't be because
the basket catch, like, he can't play coverage better, but it was easy. It was just like, yeah, they got it.
I mean, James, think about this. AJ Brown's best catch probably didn't even count yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, and maybe the best throw too. I mean, yeah. that was also the alternate universe Schwarber from the World Series. It was like literally the back to back plays. You know, and the bad version of it being the Schwarber thing, but the homer instant replay. No, get up. Oh, it's gone. Right. It's not. It was like that, except it felt like, I think we all thought because he was so wide open, it was it's definitely going to be on us. Like,
well, especially because
8 million penalties at that point in the game on us.
And that was probably like a bang bang thing where like, but for all the penalties they got, and I do think the refs got over the top with
way too much, dude.
Call the benefit of the Eagles. Well, I'm not saying he was wrong.
They won by 25 points and had 12 penalties for like 100 whatever yard. I mean,
it was just too much.
I mean, I doubt in the history of football there are that many teams that have won games by 25 or more points with as many penalties for as many yards as the
Eagles
have. I'll
bet there's not many teams in history in the NFL that had 12 penalties that won.
Score. Exactly. Just won, exactly. Right? I'm sure it's happened more than the other, but like that's the point. That is really impressive.
Well, and that's the other part of it, that they put up that many points with all those penalties.
Well, and the point is, what I'm saying is, like, stop with all the flags, all right? Like,
I agree, we know
you could throw flags on every freaking play. Like, no one is tuning into football to watch flags. Like,
100%.
It's just what it is. All right, so A.J. Brown, amazing. Shout out to A.J., obviously. Hurts was amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.